This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Where's your Irish accent? This is the one day a year you can really whip it out.
Oh, happy St. Patty's Day.
There you go.
Perfect. Top of the morning to you.
There you go. Because are you the only Irishman in here?
I might be.
Oh, are you a little Irish,
too? You got a little bit?
Yeah.
So for most of America, it's St. Patrick's Day. Here, it's also Take Your Kid to Work Day.
It is Take Your Kid to Work Day.
And then after 10 o'clock, it'll be Take Your Kid to the Pub Day.
There you go. Take Your Kid to the Bar Day.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah. Jacob's dad is sick. So his dad usually has him in the mornings and takes him to school. So, yep.
Yeah. My kid will be here shortly after, probably about 7:15, 7:30.
Oh, I thought she was here down the hall.
No, not yet.
Oh.
No, her dad's going to drop her off because she doesn't
I thought Penelope was in the green room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just sleeping. No.
DJ Julie E's office.
No, she doesn't have school today, and we are headed out of town for a wedding. So I was like, just bring her to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she'll be here probably around 7:15, 7:30.
Nice. Okay.
It'll be fun. I told Jeff I don't know if she'll want to sit in here with us or not, but we'll see.
Well, strange occurrences at my house this morning. I had a load of whites that just magically got washed, folded, and in my little dressing chamber this morning.
It's a miracle.
Never happens. And, you know, I have my suspicions of who that was.
Sure.
And then as I'm walking out of the house, the garage door is wide open.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we've had that before.
So maybe a little leprechaun came in.
Someone broke into the house and did my laundry for me.
That's entirely possible.
Just one of those things.
We've heard weirder stories than that on Faker for Real.
Spirit of St. Patrick.
Leave your garage open.
Yep. That's the key. So we have a lot to get you caught up on this morning. We know what J-Lo and Ben Affleck were fighting about at the Grammys. We're going to let you in on it here shortly. Also, Noah Schnapp is now a restaurateur. So lots to get you caught up on. Plus, do you wait for a show to end before you start watching it? I know some people who do that.
Yeah.
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 Me.
In the room.
Get to both those stories here in a minute. But first, let's begin this hour's traffic. Look at traffic with Denise Johnson.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
The morning to you.
What in the world are you doing?
St. Patrick's Day.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Am I Irish?
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish.
Everyone is a little bit Irish.
It's almost showtime.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day.
We look at the clock and what does it say?
It's showtime.
Yes. Are you one of those people who waits for a show to end before you start watching it? You're not alone. Noah Schnapp is now a restaurateur. Get to both those stories here in a bit. But first, let's begin this hour's E! News with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Interesting story here.
It is, kind of. Ben really did look miserable at the Grammys.
Yep.
And the memes, you could feel his pain.
I can relate.
That's kind of right in the zone that you're in at such events. But it did. The cameras caught what looked like a tense exchange between J-Lo and Ben Affleck. And in a new interview, Ben revealed what it was all about. He said, "I saw Grammy host Trevor Noah approach, and I was like, oh, God, they were framing us in this shot, but I didn't know they were rolling. I leaned into her, and I was like, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting next to Trevor." But J-Lo warned him, quote, "You better bleeping not leave." Ben says it wasn't a big deal, just a typical husband and wife thing. Ben went viral for looking that miserable. He said he actually, though, had a really good time.
I don't believe any of this.
I know what he was setting up for, though. He was like, I'm going to slide out of the shot so it could just be you and Trevor. And then he was going to pull an Irish exit.
Oh, one of those. You were so good at those. Man, I don't know if I've ever known. I saw him Macarena out of a bar one time.
What?
True story.
True story. We all dragged him on the floor to do the Macarena, and he kept doing the dance, but he scooted off the dance floor and right out the door.
Yeah. Got a blend, awesome. Man. That's how you. That's how you do it. All right. Well, we got to take a quick break, but we got a lot of other stuff to cover, including a mom and pop spot in about an hour from now. More E! News coming up next, but first is Check the Roads. We got Denise here now with your latest traffic.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
March Madness has officially begun. There's nothing more fun than carefully filling out your bracket and then losing to a coworker who pronounces UCLA as UCLA.
UN officials recently discovered during a routine inspection that around 2.5 tons of uranium have gone missing in Libya, which explains why Libya's beaches have experienced a 600% increase in Godzillas.
I heard that this year Americans will bet more than $15 billion on March Madness. People are like, hey, at this point, it's safer than putting money in the banks.
A zoo in Michigan recently announced the birth of a critically endangered bongo calf, which apparently is an animal and not a medical condition suffered by Matthew McConaughey.
Actor Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things has launched a delivery-only chicken restaurant called Tenderfix.
That's kind of fun.
Tenderfix.
Tenderfix.
And it is available nationwide on apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Postmates. Oh, cool. Postmates still a thing?
I don't know.
I think it's big in certain parts of the country.
Oh. He said, I'm a huge chicken sandwich fan.
Well, who isn't?
Same.
And whenever I order food to my dorm room or during late night study sessions, a chicken sandwich is my go-to item.
God, pizza was always mine. You could get a Domino's pizza, cheese pizza for $5, and I would write a check.
That's funny. Well, Noah, awesome. In addition to being an actor, he's also a sophomore at the University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
His menu includes chicken tenders, sliders on King's Hawaiian rolls.
That's always a win.
Ooh, totally.
Yeah. When they bake them in a pan, when they put them in a pan.
With the goo on
with
it.
With the goo. Uh-huh.
Oh, when they do like ham and cheese and then they mix the butter and the spice and the things on top and
those
melt
look
it
amazing.
All together. Oh,
yeah.
Lum, la, lum.
And then you got, of course, the chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, and dipping sauces. Noah wanted to make sure there's something for everyone. So there's also plant-based options if you want them. The food is actually prepared in your local IHOP kitchen, which seems to be the thing to do for delivery-only companies. They will partner with other restaurants or companies and whatnot. And yeah, I mean, keeps them busy, you know, adds to their business.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Especially during their lulls, I suppose.
Wow.
IHOP's probably not that busy for lunch, are they?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm one of those people that would eat breakfast at every meal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't even know. Does IHOP keep all day hours?
Yeah, they're 24/7.
Are they 24?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, I could eat eggs all day, every day.
Pancakes, waffles,
and for
French
years,
toast.
They said you should only have no more than so many eggs a week. I couldn't keep track of it. It kept changing. And yeah. I don't know what the latest word is on that.
I think the latest is eggs are fine for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think as many as
I love them.
Yeah.
It's like you can eat a dozen a day. I mean, now, like before, you can't really, but I'm saying like before it was like, don't eat eggs, like you're saying, because of cholesterol. But I think if you balance it out, Jeff.
I got to decide where I'm going to order breakfast from this weekend. Should it be Perkins, Bob Evans, or Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel, girl. Jeff, when was the last time you had a good chicken sandwich? I mean, remember you were on that little Popeyes kick for a hot minute when Popeyes chicken sandwiches were all the rage.
Yeah, that's a good chicken
you
sandwich.
You waited in line for like an hour.
I did. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a bit.
I'm sad that
you go to Chick-fil-A all the time, but you get a salad.
I love the Cobb salad from Chick-fil-A with the avocado ranch dressing. And yesterday we went out to lunch and I had another Cobb salad. It was fine, but it wasn't, you know, it was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I have not watched Ted Lasso yet. And I was really excited about the season coming out, but I'm kind of like, it's one episode.
Yeah. I'm going to wait till the whole thing is there.
Oh, so you haven't seen any?
No, I've seen the first two seasons, gotcha. But
seen any. But I am waiting for it to be finished before I start because I want to binge it all at one time.
And you will love it.
And the same thing with like Yellowstone. I just started watching Yellowstone in, what was it, December, November, something like that of this past year. And now I'm waiting to finish season five until all of season five comes out.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be waiting just till this summer. And which do you watch after you've watched Yellowstone? Do you watch, Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. Do you watch 1883 next or 1923 next?
I think you're supposed to watch 1883 next because it technically came out before 1912 or 19, whatever the other one is.
Okay.
But you can, I heard the challenge with doing that is like trying to figure out who's who and how they're connected. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing. 46% of Americans either sometimes or always wait for the series finale before they dive in. So it's not even just one season at a time. It's the whole show. More than a quarter of those people, 27%, say they do it because they're afraid a show will be canceled with an unresolved ending.
Right.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Which is Manifest. A legit concern. Yeah, exactly. Have you started watching the new season of Manifest? They released it on Netflix.
Come out.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
So do they tie it up then at the end?
I don't know. I'm only like one or two episodes in.
I think they do, Jeff, because
they better.
That's happened several times where shows have gone away on network TV, but then streaming services will pick them up, wrap them up, and just be done.
Right.
But I don't know if they're wrapping it up in one season or if it's going to be two.
12.
Oh.
Or more. I know.
I mean, you get to a point where you don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah. When too much time passes. I kind of fell into that with Manifest because I started watching it, but then I just kind of fizzled out and Cobra Kai.
But don't you feel like you forget that you watched it? That's what happens to me. It's like, oh, I forgot I was watching that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So 31% of adults who use streaming services say that one to three shows they started since February of 2022 had been canceled, sometimes with unsettled plot lines. Meanwhile, 24% do it because they hate finishing a season that ends with a cliffhanger and having to wait for the next season to see how it's resolved, which is harder than ever now that you sometimes have to wait years. Like, when is the Game of Thrones the spinoff? What is it? Something of the Dragon. See, I don't even remember what the name of it is, and I was so into it.
House of Dragons.
House of the Dragon. So now, I'm going to have to wait how long before that next season?
3.5 years.
I've kind of already forgotten how it ended.
You know, Bridgerton was another one that we have all been watching. So there's a new season of Bridgerton coming out sometime, I think, at the end of this year. But now they've released some sort of spinoff from that.
Already.
That's going to be coming out.
Coming out after or before?
Well, like soon.
Because it's Penelope's love story next,
with
which
Colin.
Is going to be Colin. Yeah, which is going to be so cute.
Yeah, I mean, the Golden Girls were supposed to do another season.
I know.
But
what happened?
Yeah, enough time passes eventually.
Why are there only three seasons? Like, a lot of people are speculating that this is the last season for Ted Lasso. Why are there only three? Like, doesn't it feel like that short? Or no?
Well,
I think this is the third season or the fourth season?
This is the third. And he said, Jason Sudeikis said that the story that he wanted to tell wraps up after three seasons.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's all that he said about it. They have not said that the show will definitely end.
There was also some
three.
Speculation of a spinoff with the different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities there for a spinoff.
That's what
sure.
I've heard. I've read, I should say.
Yeah. You could do it. By the way, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have filed to legally change their son's name from Wolf Jacques Webster.
Which is a hell of a name.
It is. What's wrong with that?
Who wouldn't want to be called Wolf?
Well, her kids' names would be Stormy and Wolf.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Van Halen's kid is named Wolf, isn't it?
Wolfie, I think.
Well, that's what they call him, right. Wolfie, like a nickname almost. But yeah, they changed it to Air, A-I-R-E.
I would think so.
It is Air because it's billionaire, because she was announced as a billionaire. God. I knew I shouldn't have told you that detail. So she was announced, I believe, either while she was pregnant or around the time that she was a billionaire. And so that's why they decided to name him Air, A-I-R-E.
Yeah, so now he's Air Webster. In their petition, they said they regret the initial name choice. And, quote, now that they've had the chance to spend time with their baby, they believe the name Air is a better fit. Okay.
So now their names are Stormy and Air.
There you go.
Stormy Air. Yep. Don't worry, Tim. They're just going to keep on having kids.
I know. That's how they stay relevant. They just keep breeding.
Oh, and you know what else I read yesterday? That Scott Disick is coming back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians
show. Is.
They had to give him a massive payout, and they said that he will no longer. He said, I'll come back, but you got to pay me more money, and I will not be the villain anymore. I want to be like a lovable character.
Huh.
So you'll look for him in future episodes.
Okay.
He's, what's her name? Courtney's baby daddy.
All right.
Thank God it's all based in reality.
I'm not going to be a villain anymore.
Right.
That's funny. So back in 2020, a Family Feud contestant joked that he regretted getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this story?
I think I have the audio, maybe.
On Monday, that same guy was arrested for allegedly murdering his wife.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is bad. Steve Harvey asked Tim Blefnik to name, quote, the biggest mistake you made at your wedding.
Oh.
And he said, quote, honey, I love you, but said I do.
Oh. What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
Oh. Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? Yeah.
So on February 23rd, 41-year-old Rebecca Blefnik was found shot to death in her home, and he is facing two counts of first-degree murder and home invasion.
No.
Now, he claims that his marriage was not a mistake, but he and Rebecca were in the process of getting divorced.
While they were on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So, for the record, well, here's what's funny. For the record, said I do was the number two answer on the board.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's even more messed up.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you ready to watch Billie Eilish act?
Sure, why not?
She's on Danny Glover's new series, Swarm. Here's a clip.
I see milk spilled on the carpet.
What color was the milk?
Sounds just like her singing.
Red. Did you hurt someone?
Yep.
Yes. Very good.
Sounds exactly like her singing.
Yeah, she acts a lot like she sings.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's so breathy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope she has
Hussy.
Yeah.
Milk spilled on the carpet.
I love milk.
What color was the milk?
It does the body good.
What color was the milk?
It was red.
Oh, that's funny.
God,
I cannot
milk.
With you.
The series began streaming today on Prime Video for anyone who's curious.
Got milk.
What else? Oh, speaking of singers, U2's Bono and The Edge paid tribute to their longtime friends, ABBA, yesterday on BBC Radio 2. Did you know they're tight?
No, I didn't.
They are. Here's part of the performance.
The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. S.O.S. When you're gone. How can I even try to go on when you're gone? Though I try, how can I carry on?
Wow.
Wow is right.
Yeah, ABBA even pops up with Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park. I guess he was asked if he'd be into doing concerts with like a Chester Bennington hologram.
Yeah.
since holograms are becoming
a thing?
A thing now?
For me, that's a clear no. Like, I'm not into that.
Oh.
I've heard ABBA, for example, they're doing a hologram show and they're still alive. So they're all still here. And yet they want to do it this way because they want to transport you back to that moment in time where those songs were new and it was the, you know, whatever era it was.
But they don't want to do that with Chester.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I want to let that go, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. Sometimes I see those and I think they're cool, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's really eerie.
Well, I saw the one with, I mean, you know, she's since passed, but Natalie Cole did a hologram performance with her dad on Unforgettable. And, you know, a lot of people thought that was beautiful.
Yeah. I suppose it's what you do with it.
Do like the Michael Jackson and the Whitney Houston. I don't know. I like Jen.
Did they do one with Tupac too?
And Tupac. Uh-huh. It kind of creeps me out some.
Yeah, because if it's a tragic end, it seems to bother us more.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. True. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Well, that's all I've got for E! News.
All right. I got one other thing for you, Jen.
Okay.
Do lightsabers really exist, or are they a thing of fiction?
They are unfortunately a thing of fiction at this time.
Yeah, at this year's South by Southwest Festival, Disney Parks and Experiences Chairman Josh D'Amaro showed off the next best thing to a real lightsaber.
Yeah?
It's a lightsaber with a blade.
Whoa.
That actually expands and retracts.
Okay.
Just like the ones in the Star Wars movie.
Well, it's a blade, though.
So that's not a...
It's not sheer light.
That's not a saber.
But it makes noise like it, kind of. Yeah. Right.
It's a true wow moment for our guests and for me. I love firing this thing up as much as I possibly can.
Worth it, because as you can see, you know, this is a way to feel like you're in the film. It is such an iconic moment.
It is pretty cool.
And supposedly, like, it has the weight to it and everything, you know, that you would imagine it having.
I have a couple of cool toy lightsabers that make the noises and everything, and you hit them and they...
I know, I gave you one.
They're
really
awesome.
Yeah, but you can make your own. Did you know that was an experience at Hollywood Studios at Disney World? You can go and you can set up an appointment. It's kind of like going to the Bippity Boppity Boutique, but for Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can make your own lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but a lot of people, like, it sells out all the time.
Yeah.
Well, now the bad news. At the moment, Disney has no plans to sell these things.
Boo.
For now, they're just being used by some of the actors at their parks and attractions, but you never know. That is your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. And if you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a four-pack of tickets to the Cincinnati Museum Center at Union Terminal. Hey, Cherie, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yeah.
Way. That's great. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you do first.
Yes, let's all do right. that. Because you can win some tickets to go to the Museum Center if you could tell us which one of these is the real one. So tell us, is it A restaurant served soup with a dead rat in it? Is it B, a flight was delayed after the flight attendants got into a fight? Or C, a catalytic converter thief got crushed by a Prius?
It's a big bowl of soup.
That is a big bowl of soup.
I'm going to go for B.
You're right. It is B.
Nice work.
How about that?
But you couldn't have gone wrong today because all three of them were real.
Oh.
Oh, wow. They're all real?
They're all real.
No way.
I know.
That's insane.
So you may as well start with the one that Cherie picked. How about that? Last summer, I guess, an Alaska Airlines flight was delayed 3 hours because two pilots were fighting. Now, Alaska Airlines has a pretty good reputation for being one of the better airlines, you know, when it comes to customer service and on-time records and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's changed over the years. So it's just, that's not the airline I would have expected that to happen.
Right.
And last Sunday, a SkyWest flight from L.A. to Houston was delayed over an hour because two flight attendants were going at each other. ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer was on the flight, and she was posting about it on social media. It started before takeoff when a woman in first class requested a seat switch with a person in coach so that she could sit back with her husband.
Really? I'd leave my husband. I'm in first class?
Yes.
No.
I know. He's going to have to deal.
Santa? He's fine back there by himself.
Right. He can manage it.
I've only flown first class a couple of times, but once you've done that,
it's hard to go back.
You go back to coach, it's like, oh my God.
Right.
I need to make more money because that's where I need to be sitting.
Well, this woman in first class said, hey, I want to switch with someone in coach so I can sit back there with my husband. Uh-huh. And one of the flight attendants said, yeah, that's fine. But the other said, no, you can't do that. And that ignited an argument between the two flight attendants.
But what? There's something else going on there between these two women. This could not be the only thing.
Yeah, well, and it escalated to the point where they refused to work together.
Yeah, there's something else going there. They don't like each other to begin with.
That's what ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer said. She, again, was on the flight, said it seemed to her like they had some prior beef.
Yeah.
Eventually, a new set of flight attendants were brought onto the plane, and the flight was finally able to take off. But SkyWest said, we hold all our employees to the highest standards of professionalism, and they are now conducting an internal investigation.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's funny.
Also, a couple in Manhattan are claiming this morning that they ordered from a Saturday that, yeah, a couple in Manhattan are claiming that a restaurant they ordered from on Saturday gave them soup with a dead rat in it.
Like a whole dead rat? Rats are pretty big.
They posted photos, and it does appear to be a very small rat or a very big mouse, but now they are suing. The Korean place they ordered from is accusing them, however, of staging the whole thing. They posted security footage of a cook spooning soup out of a big pot. They claim it's the couple's order, and they say there's no way a large rodent would have gone unnoticed. That said, you can't really tell much from the video, and the soup did have fairly large chunks of meats and vegetables in it.
Ew.
So is it possible they could have missed it?
Hmm.
No.
I don't know how you would miss it.
With the long tail spilling out the side of the bowl.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Laying on the side of the crackers.
It's like Ratatouille. Remember that movie where that little rat was in there making all the food?
Well, I got to tell you, the restaurant called the couple out. They went back and looked at the couple's Yelp reviews, and they found one from 2016 when they posted a shot of a fly they supposedly found in a different restaurant soup. So the suggestion is
they're serial sabotagers.
This couple does this a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, the health department is taking the rat thing seriously though, because they have to. So it's routine. They had to shut the place down. One report said that health officials found rat droppings. Wouldn't be that uncommon, even in nicer, so-called cleaner restaurants.
Well, like New York, I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, listen, you'd be surprised, man. I mean,
yeah.
The couple claims the owner initially offered them $100 in compensation, and then they offered as much as $5,000, but never followed through, so now they're suing. Meanwhile, the restaurant is basically accusing these people of extortion, and they are now threatening to take legal action. I mean, that's their reputation on the line.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I don't blame them. If it really didn't happen.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. There was something similar a long time ago. It doesn't happen often, but something similar happened at a very nice restaurant years ago where a rat fell in a pot of soup and died, and several orders went out before the cooks noticed.
Oh, la, 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 la.
And customers were never told.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, I mean, stuff like that probably does happen.
Like all the time. Oosh.
What is the rat doing out and about while they're cooking? Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought they hid. I thought they were kind of like cockroaches.
I think
that
so, too.
You know, they're always there. You
good.
Just don't see them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh, gross.
I could be wrong. I don't think it's that common. I can't imagine it. Like, to your point, they don't come out when people are hanging
they're
around.
They're not social.
Not really.
They're not looking for affection.
But what do I know? Every now and then, like during TV sweeps period, one of the TV stations, you know, will do like an internal undercover investigation to look at everyone's health grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see who the biggest offenders are. And they always tease it with, and the results may surprise you.
Right. Oh, the results.
Meanwhile, a 35-year-old thief in Oakland, California, was crushed to death by a Prius the other day while trying to steal the catalytic converter.
This happened to me. I mean, not getting crushed by a Prius, but one time I left my car overnight somewhere and I went back to get it and they had stolen the entire catalytic converter.
Huh.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
You turn it on and it sounds like you got a new exhaust system. It's like... And I called my dad. Something is wrong with the car.
Will it run without a catalytic converter?
It turned on. I mean, I don't know if you're supposed to drive it or not, but
it can.
It did. So we had to we had it towed because whoever cut it just like gutted kind of the bottom.
Yeah, around 3 in the morning last Friday is when it happened. Someone called the cops to report a possible theft, but when they got there, it was too late. Sounds like he used a car jack to lift the Prius up, and it slipped. The catalytic converter was still intact, but he had a backpack full of cutting tools next to him. And this is actually becoming a fairly common thing now. Just last Tuesday, a guy at a used car lot in Georgia got crushed to death while trying to steal a catalytic converter.
Wow.
So that's two of these stories in the same week. And then a thief near Los Angeles was killed last month when a woman was sleeping in her SUV, woke up mid-theft, didn't know he was there, and ran him over.
Oh, wow.
Even the, did you know, this is not a joke, the Wienermobile's catalytic converter got stolen last month.
Wow.
But that thief survived.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So there you go.
What
Those are your
mess.
Faker for real stories. All real today.
A whole slew of them.
Yep. Hey, Donna. Donna, you there?
Donna.
Yes, I am here.
There
Hi, Donna.
She is. Donna is the proprietor of Mystical Emporium. Is that right?
This sounds like my kind of place.
That's correct.
Yep. And you sell what at Mystical Emporium?
I sell jewelry, crystals. I do tarot readings, oracle readings. Only been open for about 3 months now. And I know Jen loves crystals.
You are correct. I have a house. They're in the walls of my home.
They're in this room right now.
They are. That's so true. I have this huge chunk of shungite to protect us from all the EMF in this room.
There you go. See?
And thank God.
I know. We need it because there's some scary stuff
going on. I sound like on a day like St. Patrick's Day, you know, leprechauns and mystical things happening, that this might be a fun mom and pop spot.
Now, Donna, is there a crystal that protects you from allergies?
Oh.
Because that seems to be something we're all plagued with.
Oh, you know, that's something I've never really looked into. You know, people ask for fertility crystals and, you know, to ward off the evil spirits or healing. So there are immune system allergies. So that could be something to go, you know, immune system crystals.
A phlegm repellent of some kind would be great.
I think you're pushing it a little too far now, Jeff.
I'm just coming up with ideas here.
There may not be crystals, but there are essential oils.
Consider it customer feedback.
Yep. If you ain't got crystals, you got oils.
That's so you've only been in business for 3 months, so you're kind of trying to get off the ground and get some momentum going here, right?
Yes. Very absolutely. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to tell them, I was reading your email story about how and why you decided to open this business in the first place.
Okay, so this was my dream, but I was in the corporate world for years, and my company pulled out of the U.S., and I took my life savings, and here I am.
Wow. So which part of the business were you most, were you just attracted to all things metaphysical, or was there something in particular that really drew you to this?
No, all things. I grew up with it. My mom it's been in my life as long as I've known.
As you speak to us right now.
I call my mom the OG.
As you speak to us, do you have any sort of crystal? You got like one under a boob. You got a fanny pack full of them on you.
Hey,
you
just because I walk around with them under my boob, I mean, a fanny pack doesn't mean
you weighted to one side because you have
absolutely
a bag
you
of
know,
rocks
they're not
on a hip.
Okay. Yeah, they're not sisters anymore. They're cousins because, you know, I have to carry a lot under one of them.
There, that's
okay.
right.
All right.
I hear
you. You know your stuff.
My kid's sitting next to me right now, and in his fanny pack, he has crystals.
Oh, absolutely. I always, you have to.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Donna. Where are you located? How do we find you? What's the website? Is there a fun phone number?
Yes. So I'm located at 1117. Maggie Avenue in Fairfield, Ohio, 45014.
Where do we find that? Is it like across from something?
Like a landmark like, of some kind that we can go by?
It's next door to the oldest bar in Fairfield called the Elbow Room.
Oh, next to the Elbow Room.
Okay. So tell me what all you've got in the shop. So you've got crystals of all shapes and sizes, a wide variety.
Correct.
Okay.
Wide variety.
Now, do you sell oracle cards and tarot cards?
Yes, and runes. I sell runes, oracle cards, tarot cards.
Okay.
What's a rune?
Pendulum. Runes tell your fortune in a different way than the cards do.
Okay.
Also, we have bag of bones, which is another way to tell your fortune. We have pendulum boards. Jewelry from the evil eye to the Hansen, the hand.
Nice.
We have sage, incense.
All the stuff you got to burn to clear the energy.
I was just going to say that, yes.
Do you also have accelerants to light the sage with?
No.
You got to provide your own matches.
Yeah, you need your own lighter.
Okay.
Donna, do you have a website or where do we find you on Facebook? What's the best way?
Facebook, Mystical Emporium, LLC.
Mystical Emporium. All right.
Is it spelled funky or anything?
No.
Just like it should be.
Absolutely.
Spell like it sounds.
I got to ask because sometimes people have a business name and then their Facebook is a completely different name and then they don't understand why people can't find them.
Can't find them, yes.
My
website's a work in progress right now.
Okay.
So it's only been open 15 weeks.
I was able to find it right away.
Yeah,
Tim,
I found
so you.
Oh, this is some really cool stuff
issues.
On here.
All right, I'm looking it up right now.
So how much does it cost for a tarot reading? Can people just show up or do you got to make an appointment or...
If walk-ins are welcome, appointments are welcome. A tarot reading's $30. We also do parties. We have packages where you can bring 3 or 4 or 5 people with you, and a bottle of wine comes with that. We have different packages available.
Cool.
Very cool. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff on here.
You can do it individually or you can do it as a party.
You do a geode cracking party?
Yes.
Need to get another sheet of notes
so
here.
Oh, that's so fun. Geode cracking parties. This is. You do you guys know what that is?
Game room.
You, Penelope would love this.
It's really cool because it's a rock.
Would love this
and you hit it with a
rock.
Hammer and then you open it up and it's beautiful.
And you see the beauty inside.
Oh.
Yes.
Penelope
and
would
then
love
I have
it.
The black
like
light to show you how it shines.
Oh, I love that. Oh, and this jewelry. Checking it out.
All right. Well,
see,
this
I'm
sounds
the
very
opposite.
Excited.
I'm beautiful on the outside, and you crack me, and it's just stone inside.
Stop. That's not
I
true.
Can concur on that. I'm just kidding.
So, Donna, on a slightly different subject, I'm just curious, like, if, as your company, you said your old company, when you were in the corporate world, left the U.S., did you have an opportunity to go with them if you wanted to leave the country and continue working for them?
That was never even a consideration. I never even dreamed of that. So,
what? Yeah. I'm just curious. Yeah. Were they based out of Asia or Europe?
The Netherlands.
Okay.
Oh, this is fun too. The craft. I like the mandalas.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, you do. That's a mandala. That design. And
like
you
a
can make it. My whole arm is mandala.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, where it looks like stained glass.
It's a design.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in the production room. I think I have a lot of stuff here. I'm going to try to come up with a fun way to talk about this in a little commercial.
And a little ditty.
Yeah. We'll
candle making.
See what we can do.
Yes.
I we'll make have my some own, fun.
All the young candles, all of that.
Yeah, this looks like a ton of fun.
All right, Nancy. This is very exciting.
Takes about an hour.
We're on it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Love it.
We'll talk to you later.
I'll call you back.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. All right.
Bye. Bye. Go along.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Got enough to work with there?
If you need any help, just holler.
I know who to look at.
You know
who to get to. Yeah.
I'm smelling an influencer campaign.
It looks like she's got some Buddha statues. It's great.
All right, I'll see you guys in a few.
Well, you got to come back for Secret Sound.
Yeah, Secret Sound.
Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget, you're a judge.
Just remind me.
All right.
Yeah, Secret Sound happens at 7:40, and we have a special clue today.
Oh, it's an audio clue, isn't it?
It is an audio clue.
All right.
Now, you can get a little earlier if you have time. Go to our Q102 Facebook page and watch our video from this morning because we at least try to play it for you.
Yeah.
You should be able to hear it pretty well on there. I got really close to the speaker.
Yeah, get a little bit of a heads up. And keep in mind, we were like hot yesterday at what, 140, Tim?
Was it hot?
140, mm-hmm. It was hot.
Really?
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
a lot of correct stuff in there. Maybe just some of the other pieces
some
were wrong.
Need to be tweaked.
Well, the Facebook live video this morning is very giving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Very generous.
Very generous.
Okay. We'll do that at 7:40. In the meantime, let's check the roads. We got Denise with your latest traffic. Alexis is in need of a second date update this morning, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm really excited to talk to you, but I'm so nervous about this.
That's okay. There's a bit of hope with second date update.
Mm-hmm.
A little nervousness, but hope, right?
I'm clinging on to that hope. I hate that I have to do this, but I need to know what happened.
Okay. Start from the beginning. Tell us what happened. We'll go from there.
Okay. I met this great guy on Hampton. And we went bowling, which was so fun. I haven't been bowling in forever. And we just had a great time for a few hours, you know, drinking beer and bowling.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, because you've got an activity, plus you can chat and have fun with it.
Yeah.
I love bowling. I was on the bowling team when I was in the seventh grade.
Same.
And I freaking loved it.
We didn't have a bowling team.
You didn't?
No. We had two Lynn Lanes and Four Seasons bowling alleys. That was all we had in town. And we would go bowling, but no, there wasn't a bowling
team
or anything.
It's so much fun.
I remember going to leagues when my parents would play, and I just recall beer and lots of smoke.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There was a smell, a certain smell
and
there.
And eating from a vending machine. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and rented shoes.
Yes. Oh, God, I can still smell those shoes.
But we digress. I'm sorry, Alexis. So you went bowling, beer, had a good time.
We did. We just laughed a ton, and he got really flirty with me, so I thought things were going well. Like, I really think if I would have asked him to my place, he would have come. You know, a girl can tell those kind of things.
Okay.
Right.
So we were talking about all the other fun things that we could do, like going to a Reds game or going bowling or iFly. You know, like, plans for the future were being made, sort of.
It's great.
Yeah, tentatively.
Yeah. You guys are very active, though. Like, and not that bowling's a big sport, but I'm saying all three of these are, like, going skydiving indoors, going bowling. I mean, those are all activity dates.
Fun things.
There's no, you want to just come over and watch TV?
No, maybe I'm an activity gal.
Got it.
So after we were done bowling, he walked me in my car, and he kissed me. And it was such a good kiss, you guys. Like, it lasted a long time. You know, the chemistry was there. I almost did ask him back to my place, but I promised myself that I wouldn't do any of that anymore because I did it too many times and I regretted it every single time.
Yeah.
And I told him that. And he said he totally got it, that it was fine. And I told him to call me, and he said that he would. But he never did.
Oh.
Hmm.
You don't think he was just in it for that, do you?
Hmm.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe? I don't know. Like, how could he have known that that was a thing that I've done in the past? You know, now I'm confused.
No, I didn't mean to confuse you more. I just was wondering, like, if, you know how sometimes guys are like, oh, no, I totally understand why you don't want to sleep with me. And then they're like, that's kind of all I wanted. I mean, you were a fun date and all, but let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, I figure if that's the sort of transaction he wants, you know, I don't think we would have gone bowling.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. We love to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, we're not even close.
We'll see, I guess.
So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Steve and see what he thought of Alexis. See if there's any chance of catching that Reds game or going foaling or iFly or whatnot. Coming up, a second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Alexis met Steve on Hinge and they went on a fun bowling date. Really felt chemistry with him. In fact, so much chemistry, she would have taken him home, but she's kind of made that move in the past and hasn't really worked out. And she thought, you know, I really like this guy. Let's not do that.
Let's not mess it up.
Yeah. The one time she decides not to, it's kind of backfired on her.
No, but you should take that as a compliment, though, right?
I know.
You would think?
You would think. Yes. Yeah. You hope.
Do you seem totally fine with that? The plan was, I guess, they were making tentative plans to do some other stuff, like maybe take in a Reds game or something. And I don't know. She never heard from him again. That was the end. So now she's calling us. And our next move now is to call Steve. Unless you thought of anything else, we need to know Alexis before we call him and talk to him.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Let's call Steve.
Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Who is this?
We got you on speaker. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
We're good. You listen to our show ever?
I do, and judging by the tone of your voice, I think I might know what this is about.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Even people who don't really listen to our show, they're like, oh, God, they're calling me for a second date update. Right.
Usually when I don't think I win anything, did I?
Well, I'll tell you what. If this works out, if you're willing to go out with the person in question again, we'll pay for it. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely about that. Okay. That sounds good.
So do you know who we're calling about?
Alexis, right?
It is about Alexis. Did you just get busy? Did you mean to call her and forgot? Or are you intentionally blowing her off? Because it's been a bit.
Well, I don't really know how to take something she said towards the end of the date.
Which was what?
Well, I kind of feel like I got rejected. I don't really, I'm not really sure if she was into me because everything was going well. We went bowling. It was awesome. We were having a great time with each other. And then after, we're out by the car, and we kiss each other. And I thought it was a great kiss. Sparks flew. It was awesome. And then she starts to go off about how she's like doesn't want to go home with me, which is fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, I got that on more occasions than I can count, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm not in the business of making anybody do anything for sure. That's like the last thing I'd want to do. But she starts going off on how she's had so many one night stands before and she just like doesn't want to do it again.
Okay.
And so, it kind of threw me off. Like it sounded like she's gone home with every other dude she's ever gone on a date with for the rest of her life. And then when it comes to me, it's like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, pass.
Not this one. What?
She just like that. It was so weird because the date went so well. And I just don't know how to. That's why I didn't call. I didn't know how to take it.
Well, let me add this to the equation. A lot of guys think that kiss is kind of a last second audition. Like, okay, if I've got a chance, this will seal the deal.
I'll either nail it or blow it.
I got to really pull out all the stops, though. You're right.
So when she comes back at you with that, you're like, oh, hell.
Yeah. Let me call your Uber. Here's a great kiss. See you later.
Fine.
Pretty much. Yeah. So
it was more, it more felt like a rejection than it did her, you going, oh, so just how many men have you had one night stands with? So it was more of a rejection than it was a judgment. Or was it both?
She kept saying she was done doing one night stands because she had just had so many in the past that she just couldn't do it again. I don't know.
Okay. But do you hear that and say, oh, well, does that mean I'm special?
Uh-huh.
I kind of hear that, and I think I'm not good enough for the girl who apparently would take any guy to bed.
Oh!
Ow, what? Thanks. Ouch.
And,
yeah, that's the judgment piece there. Yeah.
Aye.
I just didn't dig the vibe she was putting off at the end there.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's your answer, Alexis.
You're so judgy. It really hasn't been that many guys. And you should have taken it as a compliment. You know, I respected you enough to want to go slow and see where this goes, because I thought that this could have been something.
Well, are you both writing this off?
I mean,
that's why we do this, because it was just a miscommunication.
A misunderstanding.
Yeah, misunderstanding.
Well, the whole she'd sleep with any other guy didn't help.
Yeah, but I'm curious.
But
why,
if that's his feelings of rejection talking, you know.
But you revealed. Right. But you revealed that to him just because you wanted him to not think you were kind of a hoe, and he thinks you're a hoe anyway, right?
Yeah.
Huh. You were thinking out loud, probably. I've done this so many times, so many times, so many times. I'm not going to do it tonight.
I'm not going to do it this time.
I like this guy.
Exactly.
Alexis, if you didn't want me to think anything by it, maybe saying I've done this one night stand thing so many times, or I've screwed up so many relationships by sleeping with so many people on the first date.
Jeez.
You know, it wasn't really the... Not a great thing to hear. You should probably stop saying that to people.
Wow.
But, you know, it's also so very relative. So many times to some people is twice. For other people, for it to be so many times, that's, you know, 247.
200.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all have that friend where you ask them, how many people have you slept with? And they're like, I don't know. I lost count a long time ago.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy about this situation is just talking to the two of them, I like them for each other.
Yeah. Same.
You know what I mean?
That's why
you
kind of feel maybe,
it. Yeah,
you
know? I kind of invited.
So, do you
both
want to?
Them.
Should we be working on making this happen?
Yeah,
I'm not pushing anybody
we
into
want to
anything.
Encourage this that it maybe was just a miscommunication, a misunderstanding.
No, that's up to Alexis. Yeah. Are you still in, or have you checked out at this point?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, you've had a feeling. I could hear in your voice.
Yeah, at the end for sure, but before this, leading up,
yeah,
I liked them.
I was feeling kind of.
Hopeful.
Optimistic that this would, yeah. Okay.
Darn it.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Way to go. Everybody.
Doesn't help our track record any. But we appreciate you taking the call.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Yeah, we'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Yep.
We're all going to move on.
No prize then, after all.
I'm sorry.
No.
But we appreciate you checking out our show, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Take it easy.
I think you made the right choice, Alexis. Because one of two things was going to happen. He's either going to keep putting his foot in his mouth, or this is going to come up every single time you guys have a fight. He's never going to let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just how many one-night stands have you had?
Yeah. You don't want to deal with that.
I don't need that judgment in my life.
No,
you know?
No. Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad we saw this through and made the call.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's the way that it is.
It's the way that it is.
Yeah. Well, good luck out there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
So if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com. And coming up next, your shot at $1,000. The 1K letter of the day is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.